Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. This year is going by super fast already, right?
How about that?
And our goal is to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and everyone that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us Partners in Shine. So, last week, I just want you to know, I got a ton of calls from our listeners saying, Leonette, where's Leonette Monica?
Exactly.
And due to the snow, we had some technical difficulties at the radio station, so we were not on air. But we are back, baby.
Yes, we are back.
We are not going anywhere.
That's right, listeners.
So
we will be here.
Because we weren't here last week, though, we did not have a chance. We had some birthday shout-outs that we wanted to give.
That's right.
We had to give a birthday shout-out to the lovely Miss Myrtle.
Miss Myrtle Howard. We got to give Miss Myrtle Howard a birthday shout out. She's definitely in her 70s and she's very, very special and dear because we met Miss Howard on WOL in Silver Spring when we were on the radio several years ago on the talk radio down there. And very, very dear to my heart. She's one of our DC clients from the My Care program. For those of our listeners who aren't familiar with the My Care program, that's our will, our living trust, and our power of attorneys. That's both medical and financial power of attorney. And our company provides that for a great, great price. And Miss Howard took advantage of that. And she actually had a birthday last week, last Wednesday.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly. So happy belated birthday. I actually left her a birthday message, of course, on Wednesday. But we weren't able to give her that shout out like we would have done had we been on air. So we wanted to do that this week.
Because we love our folks.
Yes, we do. And let me just also say, one of the pluses about our My Care plan that Miss Howard did take advantage of, she gave me a call, ironically enough, the Monday, 2 days before her birthday. She didn't know I was going to remember her birthday, so she was kind of excited about that. But is that you can update your items on there
right.
at no additional cost, which is a plus because if you go to attorneys, you can pay anywhere from $250 an hour up and upward. That's like a good price from what
Absolutely.
I understand.
Absolutely.
In the Baltimore area, that's a good price. It's $250 an hour for an attorney to update those documents, your will, your living trust, your power of attorney. And she called me to make updates to the document. And she was excited, you know, because she can make those updates and with at no additional cost. So I was just very, very, you know, excited for her and thankful that our company, you know, helped and blessed her. And she's making those updates as we're talking. She's going through that and getting exactly what we promised her and what she paid for a couple of years ago. So congratulations, Miss Myrtle Howard.
What I just want to say is, this is what we know, because as we're talking about our Will Trust Power of Attorney program, is that, let's just keep it 100.
Yes, okay? As always, that's what we do.
100% of people going to die.
Bam! We are not getting out of this life alive. I don't care who you are, listeners.
But about 82% of people don't have these documents in place. So
exactly.
What's going to happen to your children, or to your assets, or to your money?
That's right. Your property.
To your property.
That's right.
If you don't have it written down, what you want done with it.
Exactly.
What people don't recognize or really know is that your family will literally have to buy your stuff back from the state.
Isn't that crazy?
It's ridiculous.
Buy it back. With whose money? With your money.
Or their money.
And if they don't have the money, guess what? You're not buying it back. That's what happens. That stuff goes right to the state, and then they keep it. They sell it
and make a whole bunch of money off of it. But also,
crazy system.
For people who have small children, if you don't declare a guardian for your children, so sometimes you just think, you know, that your children are going to go to grandma or it's going to go to the other parent, whatever, right?
Exactly.
But unless you have written down the guardianship for your small children being children under 18, okay?
That's right. Exactly.
They will become a ward of the state, and then the state will determine the care and feeding of your child. And I just want to keep it real. This is Keep It Real Wednesday, okay?
That's right. Please
is that
do.
The state can barely get up your trash or clean your snow up on time.
Thank you.
You want them responsible for the care and feeding of your child or your children?
Absolutely not. Even if they can get the trash up and get the snow up on time. We do not want them responsible, do we, listeners?
We don't.
We're choosing where our children go. They are too precious.
They are too precious. They are. So we are having a very real conversation today.
That's right.
With each other.
Don't
I would
put
like
our
to
children
have
in the category of trash and snow, please.
You know what? You're right. Our children are not trash or snow.
I know you're not saying
but
that.
The point is that these are basic functions that the state is supposed to do for you, and they don't even do those well.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
So if you would like to have a real conversation with Lynette at Monica today.
That's right.
You can actually give us a call at 410-481-1010 for our local listeners and at 1-877-704-1010 for our listeners across the country and across the world.
That's okay? Right. And if you're not able to dial in, then feel free to text us at the word actually LM Money to the number 76626. That's text the word LMMONEY to the number 76626. Or you can go to the website, lmmoney.com, and put your information in. And if you want to have a private conversation with us, feel free to put the information in and we will get back to you. All right.
So.
I love it. I missed you last week.
You know, I missed you last week as well because we did not have any one-on-one time.
Exactly.
And it's such a pleasure. I mean, we have these conversations over the phone, of course.
Yes,
but
yes.
It's always a pleasure in person.
That's right. Face to face.
So what is great is that we had an opportunity our last couple of shows to help our listeners take the challenge.
Financial challenge.
We took the challenge.
Financial literacy challenge. Okay. That's it.
The question today is, are we ready to take action?
I know I am.
So to our listeners that are listening on the phone, that are listening on the radio, that are listening on their apps, that are listening on
the internet,
are you ready to take action? Because nothing's going to happen if you don't do something.
How about that? What's so interesting? Look, 5 years ago, you and I took action. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. So we, thank you. I wish I had like an applause button where I could clap it out.
Happy anniversary.
So 5 years ago.
Today. Well, is it
no,
today?
This month.
We're celebrating the whole month.
We are. That's how we roll. So 5 years ago this month, Monica and I sat across from a gentleman and he asked us a thought-provoking question. He said, how many people do you know with less than perfect credit? And we were at lunch.
That's right.
With another girlfriend. And the three of us were sitting across from him at the table. And we bust out laughing.
That's right. We did.
And said, everybody, including us.
Me.
What
me,
you got?
Me.
And when I tell you that the journey that we embarked on from that one little question
that's
has
right.
not only changed our lives, but the lives of many people that we've come in contact.
Thousands and thousands over the last 5 years. Yes.
I just want you to know something. Yes. I just have to tell us, our listeners, that you just never know where life is going to take you.
Real talk
where God that's is going right. to take you.
That's right.
So when you have an urging inside of you for you to do something, you need to do it because it's a blessing to you, but you don't know how much of a blessing it's going to be to others.
That's right. Always.
So,
you never know.
Literally,
you never know.
Just us looking at ourselves at the time, trying to get our affairs in order because, you know, we had less than perfect credit. I had some identity theft. You had your house that was
underwater. Yes.
You had the bankruptcy that was on your credit report. Our other girlfriend was going through a foreclosure.
That's right.
Literally, we were just looking at our own situation.
That's
we
right.
were looking at getting ourselves together.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are 5 years later talking on the radio to listeners across the world, helping them get their affairs in order.
How about that?
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So,
God is good.
So, congratulations to you. And I wish us five more amazing years because this is just the beginning.
We received that. And happy anniversary
thank
to you.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations,
my sister, my partner in shine.
Yes.
So, one of the things that we love so much about our company is, though we help people get their affairs in order, what we know is that the reason why we got into this position is because of a lack of financial education.
That's right.
And that's what our company does. It gives us the education we needed a long time ago.
Absolutely.
So another thing that our listeners have been hearing us talk about is our YFL and doing financial literacy classes in elementary schools.
Exactly.
So we've done one locally here, and I just want you to kind of expand on, because I didn't learn financial literacy when I was in elementary school. I wish I would have in the fifth grade. I'd be in a different position, honey. So if you kind of want to expand what you taught them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as you know, our money management certification program, it goes over goal setting, budgeting, check writing, and basic things that we need to know as adults that we didn't learn. How to use money to make money. Those type of things. And when you're learning those things in the fifth grade, and not just learning them, but practicing them, it's a 6 to 8 week program. And we were so blessed to use that in the one of the Baltimore County schools, Chapel Hill Elementary. And I actually sent the pictures to our one of our owners on Monday, and he received them. Yeah, we talked yesterday, and it was just very exciting because I also delivered the real check to the school. We had a big celebration with a big check, taking the pictures and all, but the check that can be cashed was delivered on Monday. That's the one that really
counts.
That's
the one that counts. The one that you can cash, honey.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, everything is you know, moving along, and we're looking forward to doing this hopefully every school year with this school and expanding this into other schools, as I spoke with Mr. Toloff about yesterday. And he's excited about that. And, you know, he was just kind of asking how the teachers took it and if they were involved, because that's what it's really about, is if the adults aren't participating, the parents, the teachers, and encouraging the students to do it, to work through it. And it's just a matter of working through the book, the matters of check writing. How do you write checks? How do you set the goals and then continue working through the goals? Any money that you earn, whether it's doing a play money exercise, like Monopoly money, if you will.
Right.
I use Monopoly money because listeners, we all know Monopoly. They got different versions and all that. Or real money, where you're actually going and earning, doing some work for neighbors, for, you know, your family members, whatever it may be, to actually earn something so that you can make some money to actually work a goal that you want to set. Like I shared, my daughter, she actually bought a fish tank.
Right.
She wanted to buy a fish, and I'm just so proud of her and her bubbles, her... What is that? Beta fish?
The beta fish.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Beautiful blue beta fish is just flying around, enjoying his little environment, his little ecosystem.
How about that?
My little scientists out there that are listening.
And what's so cute is that she makes sure she feeds that fish every morning.
Each and every morning. That's right. Yeah, she takes good care
she
of that
does.
Fish. And you know why? Because she takes pride in the investment that she did. She worked hard for that.
There is something to be said about skin in the game.
That's
okay?
it.
So
that's it.
It's really cool to get gifts, right? But what we really appreciate are the things that we worked for.
That's it.
That is actually one of the principles of wealth building.
There you go, Lena.
Is that when you have more skin in the game,
yes,
and you actually put forth your own effort, you put forth your own funds, you put forth,
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Your own sweat equity.
Exactly. You literally appreciate it when the goal comes to fruition.
You're going to take care of it. Yes, that's right. Real talk. All right, listeners. That's it. We want to hear from you.
So what I want to say, yes, before we go to break is what those children were able to learn, right? So the check writing, the budgeting, the setting goals. Like how many of us adults need to learn those principles?
Oh, my goodness.
How many of us have a budget in place? How many of us have a saving and investing plan?
Especially after Christmas shopping.
Hello? How many of us have set, I don't want to call them resolutions, but what I want to say is how many people have set goals for 2015, but have put steps in place to achieve them?
There you go.
Because if there's no plan, it's a pipe dream.
Bam. And how many years have you had a pipe dream? Let's make it real. Come back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners and shine. Hello, hello, hello. You are back on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And this segment of our show is being brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what do they do, Monica?
We show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
I'm going to tell you something. I feel like after these holidays, these pockets are empty, honey. I think everyone could use a little money back in their pockets.
How about that? How about that? We say contact us at lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com, and we'll show you how. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626 and just type in, show us how to put money back in our pockets. We'll get back to you then.
And if you would like to have a conversation with Leonette and Monica today on air, you can give us a call at 410-481-1010 for our local listeners and 1-877-704-1010 for our out-of-area listeners. So, we are back for Keeping It Real Wednesday.
All right.
And earlier we said it's time to take action.
That's right.
So, here is the question, okay? Are you guys ready to take control? Are you ready? Do you currently, I'm going to ask our listeners out there, I just want you to ponder these questions and the answers in your head, okay? Do you currently have control of your income? If you wanted a raise today, could you just go to work and say, I need some more money?
Mr.
And they
Boss.
Give it to you. Mr. Boss Man, can I get some more money?
Can I get $10,000 more a month on my check?
Do you
Let's
currently
be specific?
Specific, yes, because we want specific goals,
there you
right?
Go. There you
Do
go.
You currently have control of your schedule? If you wanted to go into work today and say, I want to work 4 hours this week, but I want to make the same salary, can you do that?
How about that?
Do you have control of your benefits? I'm going to just tell you, when I used to work and I had that 401k, I would watch it fluctuate up and down. I had no control of what was going on in that thing.
That 401k.
When I would look in there and I would see less money than what I put in it.
Oh, gosh, that's not.
Okay, let's not talk about that. So, do you have control of those benefits?
No.
And do you have control of your future? Let me just, there's some periodicals that were on the stand,
That's right.
Magazine and Fortune.
Fortune, mm-hmm.
The titles of them on the magazine were 50 and Fired.
I don't think so.
Where did my career go? And this one is so troubling. Will I ever be able to retire?
With Granny on skates.
So are we all familiar with going into a Walmart or somewhere and seeing an older person being a greeter maybe even behind the register? Do you think that that was in their retirement plan, that they wanted to have to go back to work? But who knew that the cost of living was going to escalate so much that it was going to come down to either paying for prescriptions or buying food that month.
How about that? A necessity.
I read this article, and this was a couple of years ago, where an older lady was eating cat food.
Mm-hmm.
She was eating cat food because she could not afford to buy food.
Yeah.
I don't think that's in anybody's retirement program.
Not at all.
So sad. To taking action, what are we going to do to take control? As we always tell you guys, that the average person that has less than perfect credit pays $300 to $400 more a month on their bills alone.
Out of your pocket.
What would you imagine you could do if you could keep that money in your pocket?
Exactly. Just think. $300 or $400 more a month.
Can anybody out there feel me
times
on this?
Times 12.
Times 12 is...
That's $3,600 to $4,800 more a year.
Just in savings. This is money that you earned that you can just keep in your pocket. A penny saved is a penny earned, honey.
That's right.
So would you be doing if you had an additional $3,600 to $4,800 in your pocket?
Exactly.
I had a client who literally, when she got started on the program, she had used another service. And it did not work for her on the credit
another
repair.
Another what type of service?
Another credit restoration program. So she was looking to get her credit score increased.
Gotcha.
And she used someone else and it did not work. Mm. She was highly skeptical. I'm just going to say
I got you.
And I'm understating when I say highly skeptical.
I definitely understand.
So I literally saw her over the holiday and she said, oh my God, Leonette, that program that you put me in is amazing. Because she had been put in a situation, she'd gone through a divorce. Gotcha. So she was dealing with bills, not only her own, but that her ex-husband made.
Certainly.
And certainly, he was, you know, mm-hmm, being shiftless. So he was like, I'm not paying it. So it was on her credit report, and it reduced her buying power.
Sure.
Right? Uh-huh. So as she went through and got those items off of her credit report and put herself in a better position, she was able to purchase a new car with a 1.9% interest rate.
That's what we do, listeners. Yes, 1.9%.
But what was so great about awesome. That, as she started saving money because she was able to reduce those monthly bills,
yes,
she said, you know what? I'm going to get my whole financial house in order. I'm going to start saving money.
Yes.
I'm going to start investing. So she opened a little account, started investing in some stocks. You know, and she just took control.
You go, girl. That's what we do. Take
Shout
control.
Out to Abina. Shout out to Abina. Abina, yes, because Abina made it happen.
Woo!
And she has two small boys, so she is literally, yes, being this example for them of how, because we all go through it.
That's
we
right.
All go
Life
through
happens.
It happens to
Tough
all of us. Okay.
Economic times.
Right? We all, everyone, you get married, you get divorced, yes, right? You get a job, you lose a job.
That's right.
You're born, somebody dies.
That's right.
Right? You're healthy, you get sick.
That's right. Tough economic times, listeners.
It happens. Life happens.
That's right.
But what she is modeling to them is that no matter what happens, that you can get back on your feet. Every day that you wake up, you
Amen.
Have an opportunity to get it right.
Amen.
And what I'm asking everyone is, when are we going to take action and get it right?
That's right. That's it. We got something for you, listeners. That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We got something to help you. And it's not like crazy money, thousands and thousands of dollars that you can't afford. Because that's how it used to be. It used to be that they kept it away. It was $5,000,
exactly,
to get your credit fixed.
I've had clients that have paid that.
That's the point. Exactly. I know it's me. Yes. So we don't have to charge you $5,000 to get your credit fixed. That's the beautiful thing. You know, we can help people now for pennies on the dollar. That's the great thing about this,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
is to get
know.
Your credit score up so that you can put money back in your pocket and you can now get the things that you want to get your life back in order. That's the thing. We got a system that works, and it's not just about the system to get you your credit score up and get you back into a situation where you can start messing up again. It's about educating you so you have a whole life change. We want to talk to people who want a life change,
mm-hmm,
not somebody that just wants to go back around the cycle and start all over again.
Absolutely.
Messing up again.
Absolutely.
You
and
know?
It's really about mastering the game of money.
There you go. What did you call it? What's the money, equity? What did you say with the dollars?
All having your money have work ethic.
That's what I love.
Your money should have work ethic.
That's it.
See, we have work ethic, right? We go out and we work hard for the money, right? And then we go let the money have vacation effort, right? Like, it just chills out there, never comes back with anything. Our money should work as hard as we do.
Amen.
We should put dollars out there. They should come back with at least one friend.
I love it. Our money should come back with friends. And that's when you come to us, your money's coming back with friends.
It's coming back with friends.
We show you how to do that. And how do we show you?
If you give us a call at 410-481-1010 for our local listeners and 1-877-704-1010 for our listeners across the country and across the world.
That's it.
So let's get back to taking action and taking control, okay? So I feel like one of the things that a lot of people are going through right now, because I've just been really talking to people since the beginning of the year.
Right.
And even with our listeners, at the end of last year, is that people really don't know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, you do nothing, right? So
freeze.
You just freeze.
In headlights.
Exactly. So even with like the amount of debt that people have, right? So when I said about budgeting, I literally had a conversation with someone yesterday and they were telling me how they got paid and they didn't save their money like they should. And this gentleman lives at home with his parents and it's like, well, what are you spending your money on? And he was like, I'm spending on stupid. Like, he recognized that he was spending his money on unnecessary items. I said, child, you need a budget? Let me go print you off a budget. Okay. But that goes back to the having debt and no idea of how to pay it off. Because when you had money, you didn't know what to do with it. You didn't spend it on the right things. So it's so important for us. You know, we always talk about having purchasing power. Mm-hmm. You know, people will say we have purchasing power because us as a people, we make X amount of dollars, right?
That's right.
But the power is not in the purchasing. We need to have investing and saving power.
That's right.
We need to have build your business power. That's we it. Need to have keep the money in your community power.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you.
So, again, it's Keeping It Real Wednesday.
Keep it real,
and
sister.
I just feel like, you know, I see and I hear, you know, people will say all these outside forces are holding us down or being oppressive. But we have personal responsibility that we need to take before we can talk about anything out there, right?
That's
so
right.
If you're paying $200 for the new Michael Jordan tennis shoes, you need to take some personal responsibility. If you're paying $200 to $300 a month on cable for entertainment, then you need to take some personal responsibility. If you're paying $500 for my Kors bag.
Is that how much a Michael Kors
child,
bag costs?
That's on the low end, honey.
Are you kidding
a
me?
Michael Kors bag, then what? You need to take some personal responsibility. And don't get me wrong, I love nice things as well, okay?
Right.
However, when you robbing Peter to pay Paul, you need to focus on getting affairs in order.
That's right.
Right? So we need to be wealth builders.
Yes.
And stop worrying about its purchasing power. Unless we're purchasing assets that help us build wealth.
Exactly.
So I feel like I just had a 7-minute rant. And if you would like to talk to Leonette and Monica, you can give us a call at 410-481-1010. And for our out of area listeners, you can call us at 1-877-704-1010. Or if you would just like to have a real conversation with us in person or one-on-one, you can contact us at
lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LMMoney to the number 76626. Again, you can text the word LMMONEY to the number 76626.
Perfect.
Yes.
So even as I talk about us coming out of this tough economic time, I know across the country, but
right.
specifically here in Maryland and most importantly here in Baltimore, that people have been in an awful mortgage housing situation. Yeah. And if you are a distressed homeowner where you're upside down in your mortgage, you can't afford your monthly payment, you're looking to just get out of your house, you're looking to try to keep your house, whatever it is, we have programs that can help you. So you can contact Leonette and Monica at www.lmmoney.com. And actually, when you fill out the information, you can put in real estate or mortgage or whatever your situation is, because that's another thing is that for most of us, our biggest asset is going to be our home.
That's right.
And the sad thing that's happened in the last couple of years is that people have lost that asset and are really upside down and starting from scratch. So you can call us and we will help you around that situation. So we are going to go to commercial and you will be back with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
So welcome back. You are on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And as I said, it's Keep It Real Wednesday, so I don't know if I'm keeping it too real because we don't have any callers. So what I say is,
it's
callers,
okay.
Call us up. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your thoughts on our conversation. So
maybe all the callers in Baltimore that are the ones out there now, they already have that 740 or better credit score.
Oh,
you
maybe
think
that's
done
what
it already?
Is. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe.
Let us know. If you've got that 740 or better credit score, we want to know who you've gone through.
Exactly.
You call us and let us know.
Because it's interesting you say that. I was sitting with a gentleman yesterday, and he was working through me to get my goal setting in place and my schedule. And what he told me was is that prior to the real estate debacle, he had an 812 credit score.
All right, that's it.
However, he lost homes also.
Exactly.
And he was upside down. So he had Swiss, his credit report looked like Swiss cheese too. And
yes,
he said, Leah, yes. I might need your help.
There you go.
So I understand you get the ups and downs. We are actually going to go to our phone lines, and we have Charlene on, or we have James on. I don't know which one I hit. Hello?
Yeah, this is James.
Hey, James. Good morning.
Yeah, well, you can put me in the 740 category.
All right.
Oh, good
awesome,
job.
James.
Excellent. And so were you able to maintain and achieve that?
Well, by not telling nobody.
By not telling anybody?
Because that's why nobody's not calling, because they don't have that status. Once you get a certain credit score, you don't want to boast about it. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about maintaining credit, you got to be disciplined.
There you go,
exactly.
James.
Exactly.
That's real.
Thank you. Thank you for
James,
saying that.
It's interesting that you say that, because people don't want to talk about that, and they really should. We have to talk about it. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, but don't get me wrong now. It took me a minute to get disciplined. It wasn't nothing that came overnight.
Let's break it down, James. That's what we're talking about.
So what happened, it took me a while to understand what I had to do to reestablish myself. One of the things that I did find out is that even with my children, I tell them, they got a lot of these credit people running around saying they can straighten your credit out and repair your credit. Sometimes your debt is not that high where you can just pay it off and don't have to go that route.
That's right.
So you got to know what your debt is. I mean, if you think you're in debt, a lot of people think they got $5,000, that's a lot of debt. It's really not a lot of debt. It's something that you might can pay off without getting help from other people, because these other people are using their business to make money off of you.
Thank you.
James, that is so true.
Real.
And you know, with the bigger thing is that people are so afraid to even pull their credit report.
Right. When you tell somebody to pull their credit, you're right. They're scared. They're scared to see it.
Exactly. So they don't even know whether or not it's something small that they can take care of. So that's absolutely correct.
Now I had a tenant. I had a guy that lived in my house for 10 years. His wife had died. So what happened is I told him I was going to try to sell him the property.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came around and we tried to sell him the property, I said, well, we're going to have to get your credit pulled. But he never had his credit pulled probably in 15. When he pulled his credit, he had all kinds of stuff in his name. He didn't know nothing about it because he never had his own credit report pulled.
Wow.
You know, that's something.
So it's true what you're saying. A lot of people don't even know what's on their credit report.
Exactly. But
they got a lot of proof. You can get your credit check twice a year for free.
Everyone can actually, just so our listeners know, everyone under the law, specifically in the state of Maryland, you can pull your credit, get your credit report for free once every year from all three of the bureaus. So you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go online and pay anything. You can call and request for them to send you your credit report once a year. So at a minimum, you'll always know where you stand.
Right, and another thing that people don't know on your credit report, you got all the credit bureaus got to report the same thing. If they're not reporting the same thing, that's an automatic dispute right there. So a lot of people, you can repair your own credit yourself. It's just little things that you got to know.
But James, you'd agree it's about taking action, though, right? You have to do something to get that started, right?
You got to get it started. You got to make the first step.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the bottom line.
Thank you for calling and just dropping it on our listeners. I appreciate you, James.
Okay, cool. All right.
Bye-bye.
Me too.
And let's go to Charles. Charles, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, good.
Hey,
good
Charles,
morning.
Welcome.
How are you?
Well, good morning. You know, in terms of monitoring your money and saving your money, I noticed years ago when I was working for the state that I would put my money in a savings account, checking account, and emergencies always came up, and I was taken out. So what I did was I worked with a company called PepsiCo, and I put my money in, I think it was called, this has been years ago, it's 403B, because I retired.
403B. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and during certain time periods, they matched the money, but also you couldn't take the money out except for an extreme hardship.
Mm-hmm.
So that was real beneficial. And mm-hmm. so when problems arose and you needed money, I did other things to get it in terms of, you know, maybe working a second job or whatever. And I amassed a lot of money. I'm sorry I didn't put more money into the program.
Yep, a 403B is similar to a 401K.
Right.
So
right.
because it's a retirement vehicle, they actually right. do make it very difficult for you to take it out without it being a hardship. Or I know you can also take it out if it's your first-time home buyer. They'll let you take money out for your down payment. So a lot of times people need discipline. As James said, we're not disciplined enough when the money's in our savings account. We have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is good, Charles, that you put that money away in there because it did force you to make something else happen, to make a different way, and to allow your money to have work ethic over here and double up and come back with some friends. And then you were still able to do what you need to do to get your emergencies taken care of.
Right, and a lot of my coworkers, we were talking finances toward the end of my years there. When I told them how much I had in the account, they were shocked because wow. they had saved less than $1,000 all the years they had been working.
Wow.
Because that's emergencies crazy. Were coming up, and they were just, with no money they had, they were using it for those purposes instead of, you know, working a second job or working at a home business, home-based business.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's called the magic of compounding.
That's
right.
It.
So compounding is a beautiful thing. So, you That's know, there right. there's a story of someone was offered either a penny to double every day for 30 days or $100,000. Which one would you take? And the average person would think, oh, a penny doubled every day versus $100,000? Give me $100,000 all day long. But a penny doubled every day is actually about $3.5 million.
Yes.
Right.
That's so
right.
compounding, that's why the amount that you had in your account was way more than their $1,000. Does that make sense?
Right. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling today, Charles.
Definitely. Appreciate your
call,
Charles.
Thank you,
you
too,
sir.
So, here's what's great is that we have some listeners that are on top of the game.
That's right.
It's always cool to hear someone say, I have a 740 or better. And it's always
for
good
sure.
to hear someone say, I got money in the bank.
That's
I
right.
I got money sitting over here waiting
awesome.
For me when I'm ready to go.
Yes.
So,
wonderful.
And, but what we want is more people
Everybody.
In that position. Everyone should be in that position.
Because what we know is 97%.
Oh, my God.
97%
wait, of wait, 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 wait. I want our listeners to pay attention to this because this number floored me. When I heard this statistic over the weekend, it floored me. So,
okay.
I'm going to turn your mic up. So tell them.
Turn my mic up.
Yes,
Oh,
please.
I didn't know you could do that.
Tell them.
Oh, you're funny. You just turning my mic up?
I am.
Wow. Okay. That's funny. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
97% of Americans actually rely on the government, their family, or their friends after they retire. So to actually help pay for them. So after working 30 years, 40 years, whatever the case may be, now they're not able to live after, you know, with their retirement fund, whether it's a 403B, 401K, whatever it may be. As we heard Charles say, that the people that he worked with had in their plan about $1,000 or so. And so how can they retire? So that was very, very shocking. So think about it. So if you're looking at now the government, how much are they really paying? Social Security? And think about us I'm in my 40s. I will be 50 this year. So if I rely on that, will there really be money for me from the government?
Probably not.
And my family and friends, really?
So let's think about this, right?
Yes.
97 out of 100 people, when they retire between the ages of 65 and 70,
mm-hmm.
rely on the government or on family members.
Wow.
So that statistic literally floored me. And I want to talk about
only three people. And that's James and Charles and one other person,
right,
can live,
and that, so, can live
on their own without any assistance for the rest of their lives to death, do them part. And you understand that? That is such a sad statistic.
It is a sad, sad, sad statistic.
We have callers on the line.
I want to go into this pension thing. Woo. I want to go back into this, but I got to let our folks talk.
Yes.
So, that's not good.
What did you do?
I feel like I dropped him. So, Mr. Spencer? Do we have Mr. Spencer on?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Is this Mr. Spencer?
No. My name is Andre.
Andre is on, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Andre is on, too. Hi. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I was listening. I heard you talking to a caller about saying how you could just call the credit, to get your credit report.
Uh-huh.
And is there, like, one particular number you can call to get all three, or you just call all three companies?
Oh, actually, you want to call all three of the individual companies. So you want to go to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You can either call them or go online to request your free credit report.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. And actually, you can go to the website, www.annualcreditreport.com.
annualcreditreport.com.
And if you want any other information, you can always go to lmmoney.com. That's our website, lmmoney.com. That's Leonette and Monica's website. And so if you don't, you know, have any other questions on that, we can help you with that as well. That has all our contact information. Okay, Andre? Right.
Okay, you said that's annualcreditreport.com.
Yes, sir.
And lmmoney.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We look forward to assisting you. Keep listening. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Andre.
Sure.
And let's go to Flo.
Oh, well,
feel like I'm messing this
up. We'll pick up Flo right after the break.
Oh, after the break. Okay.
Hold on, callers. Hold on. We'll be with you.
And you'll be back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Hello, hello, hello. You are back with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And we are going to take it back to our phone line. So we were actually on with Mr. Spencer.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah, I don't know what happened a while ago. I'm steady talking. Nobody's answering.
You know what? I think that we had a little technical difficulty, but the great thing is that you are on with us now, and we would love to hear your thoughts.
Yes. Actually, I'm just calling to say that I could identify with a couple of callers a while back. I called some company to try to get my credit straight. They asked me to send them some money. Of course, I did, and never heard from them since. So I've been a little discouraged. But I'll be honest with you. Since you ladies been on, I've been listening to you, and I made a decision to try to get some more help to get my credit score up. I think I got like a 540.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty low, but I know I have a lot of things that's been on there for years, but I just, you know what I mean? You know, well, I just let it go, do the best I can. And
right.
So I really feel comfortable. I've been listening to you folks since you've been on, and I feel comfortable. Well, I guess the first question is, can you guys help me?
Oh, my goodness. And the first answer is, of course.
Absolutely.
So my first question to you, Mr. Spencer, is did you leave your numbers, your phone number with our board op?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. So what we're able to do, and thank you so much for asking, is those items you like have been on your credit reports for years, the credit bureaus technically do not follow the law. I'm just going to keep it real. What they'll tell you is that once an item goes on your credit report, it has to stay for 7 years, 10 years if it's a bankruptcy. What the law actually says is that no item, once it goes on your credit report, can stay longer than 7 years, 10 years if it's a bankruptcy. So what we do, Mr. Spencer, is we leverage your rights under the law. And we've been able to help thousands of people. We've been able to help ourselves. We wouldn't speak so passionately about this service if we hadn't seen it firsthand. I don't know, you said you listened to us. Monica had she had a bankruptcy and then a short sale on her credit report.
That's right.
I actually had a judgment and a foreclosure on mine as well, and tons of identity theft. So the service, we can help you.
Yes.
We can help you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be looking for you for your call then.
Absolutely. We will give you a call today, okay, sir?
Absolutely.
All right. And let's go to Flo. Flo, good morning.
I'll say good morning to everyone, and I find that your program is very, very interesting, very interesting.
Thank you.
I think, and when you talk about investment, well, I think that's a wonderful thing. Although I'm a senior citizen now, when I was very young, they used to have investors from New York and Philadelphia coming over to City College, City High School at night, and they were, you know, teaching people about this. So I got an investment in data processing. I didn't know anything about data processing, but how I found out about investment from different companies you deal with, and you learn to know the better companies and everything like that. And,
sure.
But you know what?
What's that?
Your own people can ruin you with your identification. If you get sick and have to be with them, and they have access to all your identification, they may not go to the major bank, which you might deal with. They can go to one of the branches. Mm-hmm. The branch people don't know anything about you. When somebody comes in with your identification, they just go on and help them because the person has your identification. And I really think that's a really bad thing. And mm-hmm. I don't think people should. I think if it's something you want in life, you should work and try to save up to it. Mm-hmm. So you can reach that goal. But a whole lot of people don't do that.
Right.
And, because that's how you mess up yourself, buying this and buying that, and you can't pay for none of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
And but from hearing you girls, you know, you girls sound very, very young, just like you're in your early 20s.
Oh, bless your heart.
But you sound so knowledgeable. And you know what? The banks, insurance companies, all them companies are robbing the hell out of people. Do you know that? And insurance companies, what used to be years ago when I was real, real young with my grandmother and my mother had insurance on the children and everything. Those insurance companies don't handle people like they used to mm-hmm. and everything. Because mm-hmm. I know when I got married, I had just turned 18. And when I had my daughter, then I took out insurance what my grandmother used to have on us, considered one of the better insurance companies. And I don't mind calling the name. Is it okay to call the name?
Let's not do that.
But
thank you for asking.
Well, so what I did was, when my daughter was born,
mm-hmm.
I took out insurance on my two little granddaughters,
uh-huh.
And I had my own insurance, and so that was three different policies.
Okay.
And don't you know, years and years later, don't you know what that good insurance company did? They said, "Well, see, after I got their insurance paid up and everything like that, I know what they say it would be, you know, worth. That would be, I had two friends, but each one of them, you know, when they got grown. And so, and you know, a few years ago, they told me, see, when you took out insurance, that was if something happened to you. But see, I took out, that was three different policies. I had my own insurance.
Right, and, absolutely.
And so somebody told me, we'll have to split that amount of what you thought you would get on each month. We'll have to just split that and give each one half of that. And see, that was nothing but robbery. That's what that was.
And
like I tell you, like when other people, you know, I always like to deal with the same bank, you know, and everything.
Sure.
But banks, even banks are not like they used to be. All they are doing is robbing people. If you want to close, they want to charge you a big amount of money if you want to close your account.
Absolutely, Miss Flo.
And Lord have mercy, if something happened to you, different identification of people. When you had your birth certificate and this, that, and other, your driver's license, you paid for it then. And so, you got to have all them things. And you don't want to pay for things because you know that you already had.
Right.
And Miss, I'm sorry, Miss Flo. What we do want to address, because what you're talking about is identity theft.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that a little more on the other side. But thank you for calling, because we want to talk to our listeners about this. It's so important to protect yourself from it.
That's right.
Keep listening, Miss Flo, and you'll hear us address it on the other side. Okay.
Yeah. And thank you. I would like to bring a different time. We have business people, important people, come in and speak at a breakfast thing at church. I would like to draw you girls in there.
Absolutely. Did you, Miss Flo, did you leave your name with your name and number with our board op?
I'll get back in touch with you because you're on every Wednesday now, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's a pleasure to hear you and have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
I'll be getting back to you.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So what Miss Flo is talking about, and bless her heart,
yes,
because unfortunately it happens more to our seniors.
That's right.
Identity theft. It's the fastest growing crime in our country right now.
Even in the family. She's talking about family members.
I know.
And you don't really want to press charges with your family members.
Right, because it's your family.
Right.
It's your loved ones.
Exactly.
However, you have unscrupulous people everywhere. They are part of somebody's family.
Hello.
So, just like they go out and steal on the streets, they're coming steal from you, too. And this is the thing, is back in the day, a thief would come and break in your house and take your stuff, right? But they don't want your old stuff anymore.
They want
their own new stuff.
Exactly.
So, what we need to do, I always say, we have insurance on our car.
Right.
We have insurance on our home.
That's right.
We need to have insurance on our identity, because as we know that our name and our social security number are all we have.
That's it.
Cash is king, but credit is everything.
Everything, listeners. Everything. Yes.
So, going back to it.
And let me just say, from Ms. Flo's call as well, is one of the things is, she's talking about the banks and things. It's really knowing the game. You got to know the field.
The money game.
Understand, the money game and how to make your money work for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really all about. Paying yourself first. How do you put money back in your pocket? Mm-hmm. Most of us get up every day. We go to work. We, trade hours for dollars, or is it dollar for hours, whatever. You
trade hours for dollars.
Thank you. Day in and day out, month after month, week after week, whatever. And we find ourselves in this hamster roller coaster ride, whatever it is.
The hamster on the wheel.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Help me out. Over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out, it's 10 years, 20 years, 30 years has passed, and we look up, and our bank account says what?
$1,000.
And then we don't even have $500, period.
Mm-hmm.
$500 to pull from for the deductible for the car insurance when our car gets hit.
Mm-hmm.
Or
when the water heater goes bad.
Exactly.
Or when... You got to take the car in to get it serviced or whatever. Every emergency that comes up in your life doesn't cost less than
$500. Exactly. That's it.
You would be surprised how many people we come across that don't have $500.
Grown folks.
And the question you have to ask yourself is, how old are you?
How many years
have you been working?
That's right.
And you don't have $500 to access?
Exactly.
And understand, we don't say it to you from this position where we're looking down on you. We say it to a position is, we've got to put that on your list and find a way to change that. Because everyone deserves to have access to a disposable amount of $500.
Absolutely.
And so we have had Keeping It Real Wednesday. And we will continue this conversation.
That's why I ask about taking action.
Exactly. Next Wednesday. So take action. We took the challenge. This week we look to hear from you guys to take action. And we will call you. We will hear you next week with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.